According to the Brennan Center, 1 in 6 election workers has personally faced threats. Following violent warnings from pro-Trump groups who believe the 2020 election was stolen, election workers in Colorado have been wearing bulletproof vests and undergone active shooter training. Conditions have grown so dire that 1 in 5 election administrators plan to leave their jobs before the next presidential election. Michigan's Democratic Secretary of State, Jocelyn Benson, testified to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Benson recalled dozens of protesters outside her own home in December 2020, shouting obscenities and graphic threats.
As a result, there is an omnipresent feeling of anxiety and dread that permeates our daily lives and those of our families. Not long ago, my son, standing in our driveway, picked up a stick, turned to me and said, "Don't worry, Mom, if the bad guys come again, I'll get them with this." He's 6 years old.
Even though threats against election officials are well documented, only 5 people have been charged federally, and so far, only 1 charge has led to a conviction. Kenneth Polite, Assistant Attorney General in the Criminal Division of the Department of Justice, says that over 1,000 threats have been reviewed, but he said prosecution is difficult.
The overwhelming majority of those communications, although they are certainly harassing, they are certainly disturbing, in many cases, the overwhelming majority of cases, they will not satisfy the legal standard that the First Amendment provides for proving a true threat, that is, a serious threat of unlawful violence.
Most witnesses agreed that legal action is only a minor tactic in the campaign to prevent election violence. New Mexico's Secretary of State, Democrat Maggie Toulouse Oliver, attributes the majority of the threats to misinformation from the 2020 election, especially because the intimidation efforts are strongest in battleground states where Donald Trump contested his loss to President Joe Biden. She says that legal action
is the last line of defense. We will not stop such threats until the lies stop. The rhetoric gets ratcheted down, and elected officials, the media, political parties, and others find better ways to come together and educate the public about the realities of how our elections are conducted and secured.
In response to the violence, Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins and West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin are sponsoring the Electoral Count Act, which would double the federal penalties for up to 2 years in prison for those who threaten election workers, poll watchers, voters, or candidates. This is Semra Vigneault with KPFA News.